United Nations Humanitarian Chief John Holmes has announced that the Sudanese government is allowing the return of four aid organizations expelled from the country after its president was accused of war crimes. The groups are being told to change their names as a condition of their return.
UNICEF spokesman Abdel Rahman Gandor told Lydia Kane more about the situation in Darfur.
There is no doubt. Humanitarian services, humanitarian aid is only, what it is. In other words, helping to provide band-aids and support to people who are in desperate need for it. But if they are in desperate need for it, it is not just because of poverty and isolation. It is a direct result of war and conflict. And without a solution, a temporary and then permanent solution to the situation in Darfur and hopefully the rest of Sudan as well, with the elections coming up next year, we will continue to have, unfortunately, be forced to provide massive humanitarian aid. So we strongly urge all parties, together with the United Nations, the African Union, and the Joint Commission, to do everything they can to provide and to construct a comprehensive peace for the whole of Sudan, including Darfur.
Finally, Abdul, you were saying that even having four of these aid organizations back is a welcome move. But what would the hopes be of really getting all of them back in working order in Sudan?
Well, we are always optimistic. We have been having a constructive dialogue with the government of Sudan. We're not sure that all the organizations might come in. What we hope for is that other organizations can be allowed to come in anyway, so that the gaps that do exist can be filled. Whether it is these organizations or other organizations is relatively less important. The important thing is that we have professional organizations with experienced personnel to be able to provide aid to the people of Darfur that need it desperately.